This is IGN.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Nintendo Switch 2 is now rumored to have magnetic suction. It's Tuesday, April 30th, and this is IGN News. Nintendo Switch's successor console, referred to by many as the Switch 2, will feature magnetic Joy-Con controllers, backward compatibility, and a host of other new features, according to the latest batch of rumors. These alleged details about the yet-to-be-revealed device first showed up from Spanish outlet Vandal, and were later corroborated by third-party Switch accessory manufacturer MobiPad. They say that the console will swap away from the railed lock method used by the current Switch and its Joy-Cons, in favor of larger electromagnetic suction controllers. If the rumors are accurate, players can also expect metal SL and SR buttons, as well as one additional new button on the side of each controller. MobiPad adds that the new controllers will still feature HD Rumble. Nintendo hasn't officially pulled back the curtain on the Switch 2, much less confirmed what kind of controllers it will support. If the rumors are to be believed, it sounds like players will at least be able to continue using their old Joy-Cons and Pro controllers, as well as their original physical and digital Switch games. It would no doubt be nice to head into another Nintendo generation with some degree of backward compatibility, though it's unclear how or if the old Joy-Cons would be able to pair with the magnetic new console. MobiPad claims that the Switch 2 will continue to support USB-C, with its dock said to feature minor changes to its appearance while delivering 4K resolution. The site also references the new dock's adjustable damping bracket on the back, though it is possible they're talking about the Switch 2's kickstand. The device screen is said to be an 8-inch display that supports 1080p resolution. Nintendo's Switch successor hasn't been revealed, but numerous reports have stated that the console is just on the horizon. VGC reported last year that Nintendo was targeting a 2024 launch for its new gaming tech. However, a Nikkei report from February said that Nintendo was planning to launch in March 2025 instead, in order to combat potential scalpers. Again, it's unclear if the rumors are accurate, so it's best to take everything with a grain of salt until Nintendo gives us something official to chew on. For more on the Switch 2, go to IGN.com and be sure to check out everything else we know about Nintendo's hardware before we hopefully learn more about it soon. You can also check out what we're hoping to see from the device when it's eventually released. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest console updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.